You are listening to App Slappy Podcast with Scott and Eric.
Attention.
Scott and Eric.
No.
Derp. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to App Slappy. This is App Slappy, episode 68 for Tuesday, November 16th, 2010. App Slappy is the podcast for App Store addicts covering all the hot apps for your iOS device. I'm Scott.
And I'm Eric.
And joining us today, a very special guest, Eileen Rivera. Did I say that right?
You guys make me feel so special. Yes, you said it totally right.
Most people say Riviera, don't they? They screw up.
Riviera. Well, no, most people screw up my first name.
Oh, do they?
They just say Elaine, Eileen, Irene.
Eileen is great.
When I was a kid, 6 years old, mind you, totally impressionable. This one mean kid would say, "Hey, alien! Hey, alien!"
Yeah.
I was sad.
What'd you do?
I was a little sad. And I hated my name. I didn't punch him or anything. I just kind of turned and walked away.
Yeah.
I hated that kid. And then I got in 1982 or 81, the song "Come On, Eileen" was released, and it was number one, and I liked my name again.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm glad you liked it again instead of hating it worse because he had some top 40 song.
No, because I thought it was like, wow, this is cool. It's a pop song. It's number one on Billboard. And, I have a song, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
but whatever.
Yeah.
We were singing that right before we called you on Skype.
Yeah, we did. Well,
did you really?
Yeah, we did.
Oh. Yeah, good.
I should rather...
I love that song.
Rather, Eric did. I'll put it that way.
Yes.
Well, it's
but
great.
I like to just call her my nemesis. That's
yeah. We should mention previously of App Judgment over at Rev 3. You're now over at Twit at twitlive.tv and doing some producing work and some great stuff over there. I've noticed. I'm not going to lie here. I've noticed an uptick. Not that there was a lack of quality at Twit. I'm not saying that, but I've noticed an uptick in a weird sense of professionalism. And like next levelism since you joined the team over there.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah.
I don't know yet. I've only been there for a couple months. So,
yeah, I can tell.
Leo's always nice and complimentary to me and whatnot. But sometimes I'm like, are you just being nice? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm at that point where I'm like, am I doing enough? I don't really know. I feel like I'm doing a lot, but then sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing enough.
I think it's noticeable. I really do. I think it's just, there's something weirdly apparent in the stuff you're producing for him. It's noticeable. So I'm really glad you're over there. Of course, you work with your husband, Tom Merritt, but not really directly so much.
No. That was the deal.
Yeah.
We would overlap every once in a while. We had a live event over the weekend on Friday, and my hosts were Tom and Sarah Lane, and I was a producer for that. So that's the kind of thing where we'd overlap. I don't produce any of his shows.
Yeah.
I'm strictly in Leo's world.
Very nice. Well, it is great to have you here. You're, of course, an app addict. You love apps and iPhones and iPads and all this kind of stuff. App Judgment was benefited from having you there, not only producing but sort of starring. You were some of the talent over there, and
I kind of snuck my way in there a couple times. They were it's a good crew. I miss working with that crew. I miss that show. I had to do my own thing, and I did get addicted producing that show. I was driving it editorially and whatnot, and not just iPhone too. It was Android, BlackBerry, whatever. So
yeah,
I love the space. I love apps, and I love my iPhone.
There, and you're still.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Well, I really, really want to learn the Android operating system a little bit better, but
I mean, you've been playing with a Galaxy Tab. What the heck's it called? That app, the tablet thing. What do you think about that thing?
I love the Galaxy Tab, actually. It's kind of a really nice, it fits in my palm. I don't think of it as a large phone. I think of it as a smaller iPad. And, it's quick and snappy. I don't understand some of the early poor reviews with that little device. The only thing about it is it's just so expensive.
Yeah.
And it's like, what, $600 if you want the unlocked version from Verizon, or $399 with a 2-year contract on any of the other carriers.
It's a little.
And I already have an iPad.
Yeah, so it seems a little. I mean, it's not outrageously pricey if you're comparing the two and trying to figure out 3G contracts and all that. I guess you'd probably find something comparable with the iPad or maybe even more expensive there. But when you've already got an iPad and that comes along, that would be a little harder to justify. I mean, is it a mandatory service plan? Do you have to get one with it, or is it just
Well, you have to go get it from Verizon, I think, to get the unlocked or just to get the tab without a contract. I'm not sure if T-Mobile or Sprint offer that, and AT&T's isn't out yet. So, but it is a really nice device, and people are saying, well, the apps won't upscale on the tab. It looks fine to me. I use the Twitter app. Angry Birds looks great. Fruit Ninja looks great. I'm trying to think of all the other apps.
All the big ones there that matter.
Yeah, and it has a front-facing and a back camera. Mm-hmm. So I was taking pictures with it, and I don't know. I kind of liked it. And, you know, I'm not really in the market to buy one right now. I mean, I could kind of justify it for, you know, the work I do. But, you know, if I was really, really in the market for an Android device, that's the one I would probably get.
So if you, okay, I've got a gun held to your head and you're sitting there going, oh crap, he's going to shoot me unless I choose. And if right then I had to choose an iPad or this new Galaxy Tab and you had to choose only one, which one do you choose?
Probably the Tab, because I have an iPhone.
That's a sneaky way of getting around my question. See, not bad. I assume that the app ecosystem for that device and other Android devices is continuing to grow and getting better and better. I don't know much about that arena. So from what I hear, it's pretty cool and, you know, people are into it. So we knew we were going to start seeing some tablet kind of competition. Some say it's not really competition because it's so small compared to the iPad, and others say, no, that's perfect. That's just the size I want for a device like this. But it's going to heat up and get a little crazy, don't you think, for the next little while?
Yeah. CES in January I'm going to, and we're going to see a ton of new tablets. I mean, they saw it this year, but I think there's still going to be more, and it's just, going to keep flooding the market. There's like Walmart has a really cheap Android tablet. The Arcos Tab is going to be like $150 or $160 or something. Ooh, that's another Android device. Yeah, it's really nice, too.
Wow.
Really nice and thin. I don't know. It's exploding. So there'll be many choices for... But that's with Android, right? Many choices, many phones. Which one do I get? Which one should I have?
Yeah, which one is not going to be obsolete quicker than the next one or whatever?
Exactly. That's
my problem with all the Android devices is just the build quality. Just they seem so cheap compared to any of the Apple products.
I'll tell you what phone looks really nice just because I held it in my hands the other night. It was the G2. And I don't even care for a keyboard. That's, you know, I don't care about it. But the G2, the successor to the G1, is really nice. And that doesn't look too janky. I know what you're talking about, Eric.
The Apple stuff is so solid state and so, like, you know, seamless and mm-hmm. you know, to the chagrin of some people who want to swap batteries out and things like that. But generally, you know, they've kept this nice closed design on their devices. And you go and hold, like, I held a friend's Droid yesterday. And
original Droid?
No, is it Droid X? Droid 2? What's the difference? Because there's a Droid, Droid 2, Droid X, Droid Incredible. I don't know what the hell is left over there to talk about. That's why is my problem. See, Eric says, they're kind of janky construction. I kind of have an issue with that. But my bigger issue is there's a new Droid every other 5 minutes. And I don't know which one's the best one to get. Droid 2 is the best one. Really? I thought it was a Droid Incredible. No, you're looking for the Droid X. It's like, holy crap. And this is all within like an 8 month period. So I don't understand that. But anyway, my experience holding that thing was that it just felt like a piece of plastic. And, you know, I honestly, if I had approached it and held it and went, wow, this is really nice, I'd say so. I just felt like it just seemed cheap and weirdly janky. Like it was going to break real easy if I dropped it. So I don't know. But I'm kind of with Eric on that. But anyway, we could talk about Android all day. But instead, we're going to talk about iOS stuff. I know you're a complete app addict and freak on the stuff you get. So we'll be talking a lot about that. Before we move on to the apps that are both new this week and stuff that we've been messing about with, the Beatles on iTunes was the big announcement today. Everybody had bated breath for a couple of days there about what this big announcement was going to be. I find it incredibly boring. Like, I realize that every time Apple says big announcement, no matter how small it is, if it doesn't involve a stage or Steve Jobs, if it's just on the website, whatever, when they say stuff like that, expectations are unrealistically high. Yeah, always. And so when this got announced, or said there was going to be an announcement, that I tuned in today and there's a big fat picture of a 70s version of Everyone in the Beatles, I just kind of went, oh, okay, well, I kind of already have all these CDs and I kind of don't really care that much. And is it really that big of a deal? I guess kind of culturally and historically, it's kind of a big deal. But Eric, do you give a crap that you're the musician in the room? Do you care that now you can go to iTunes and pay for more Beatles music?
Don't get me wrong. I appreciate what the Beatles did and what they have done and their influence on, you know, rock music. But just like, when I sit down and listen to music, I never was like, hey, I feel like listening to the Beatles. I'm never in a Beatles mood. I enjoy their music, but I'm not a big, you know, huge Beatles mania kind of guy. So this news to me was just like, it was like I knew it was coming because you know how long Apple's been trying to get them because of the whole Apple record company. That's a big issue.
Right.
But it was just like what I hated about it is the whole how they made such a big deal out of it.
Yeah. Well, they make a big deal out of it. But look,
but this is what you don't do something like that when you have so many things up in the air.
right.
Like everybody's buzzing about the freaking cloud music streaming service.
Right.
And like, you know, and it's just like, don't do that. You're just, you know, people are not going to, I don't think one person I saw on Twitter predicted it was the Beatles. Everybody was like, oh yeah, it's going to be the cloud. It's going to be the streaming music service. And then like everybody's like, oh, it's the Beatles.
Well, Tom was 100% sure it was Beatles, and I should have listened to him because I didn't think it was either. But here's the problem. So you have these two extremes. You have Eric, who is like me, who is like, yeah, I like the Beatles, and when they're on, it's cool, and whatever. I'm not constantly having to, you know, ingest the Beatles to feel good about my music intake for the day. And then there's this other spectrum on the other side where people are Beatle maniacs. They just cannot get enough of the Beatles. They love the Beatles. And my point is this doesn't even really do anything for them because they already have everything you could ever have and iTunes isn't going to do anything new for them. So it just feels like too little too late.
I saw a lot of Twitter people like, people, you don't realize it's not for us. It's for the kids. So the kids can discover the Beatles.
What do you think about that, Eileen? Do you think that's who they're targeting?
Maybe, but you're right. I mean, I was going to say the same thing is that real Beatle fanatics, and I've, you know, talked to a few, are just kind of, you know, humdrum about this news. They don't care. They're like you said, they have all the music. But I guess if you're going to look at it and spin it in a different way, sure, maybe the kids who don't know, Paul, who can't put a face to Paul McCartney or John Lennon, will discover this because they're buying everything online now or downloading everything.
Let me tell you two experiences I had in my house when they found out this announcement. So I have a 16-year-old who's really into the Beatles. She really likes them. But she already has everything because I have this stuff on CD. So she's already got, you know, I've ripped MP3s and she's using them. She's an extension of my DNA, so it's legal, damn it. So then there's that. And then later in the day, I've got Nicholas home from school who's 10. He has no idea who the Beatles are, really. And this picture's up on the main page of Apple of them all standing around in their bell bottoms. And he looks at the screen and the first word out of his mouth is that guy on the, or the second guy from the right looks like Jesus, Dad. Like, great. He doesn't know who John Lennon is. He doesn't understand all that storied history. So anyway, sure, for the kids, whatever, keep that generational thing going. You know,
I also saw throughout Twitter today was just like the price and compared to Amazon, like double charging. I saw a price comparison of like a physical Beatles CD box set with pictures and real artwork and lossless, you know, uncompressed, you know, CDs compared, and the Apple's was more expensive.
Yeah.
It's just like,
it's goofy.
Okay.
But so. People are going to do it. So,
oh yeah.
Whatever.
It's a convenience. It's an impulse convenience thing. I can buy it with one click and have it in a couple minutes type of thing. So that's what people love.
Yep. So
it's big for Steve Jobs. It's big for him. Yeah. He's probably wanted this forever. And now they've got the exclusive digital rights, you know, for several years. Yeah. And no, Amazon just has the physical disc.
They just have the physical. They don't have the digital.
Nobody has. That's been the big deal, right? Who was going to pony up and figure out a way to make it work? So it is kind of interesting to think that this is, you know, Steve Jobs is slowly like winning all of the wars he wants to win. And he's, you know, he won a phone war and a tablet war. And to a large extent, a growth in the computer market war, while everyone else seems to be slipping, he's won wars with film and music industry wars and things that he kind of just sets out to do. And I think one long-standing war was Apple Records is going to let us be exclusive on iTunes with the freaking Beatles. And I guess hats off and one more nod in his direction for this. It just doesn't affect my life much. That's all. Anyway, so there's that. If you're getting the Beatles, good luck to you. Let's move on to what is new this week in the forum. Oh, I wanted to mention this, though, real quick. Eileen got $10 free on iTunes.
I did.
I'm jealous. How did you do this?
You guys, do you have the app Sticky Bits? It's a social networking app, and basically you scan barcodes, and you share with your friends, and it geolocates and all this stuff. It's been out for a while, but they did a major update. Now they're giving away stuff as incentives for you to start scanning and sharing with people. Well, I got an email today, and I forgot that I actually had the app, and they said, hey, you can get $10. You can get an iTunes $10 gift card if you just scan an Altoids box. So I didn't have one, and I, you know, texted Tom, and I said, oh, my God, can you go get an Altoids box really quick? Hurry, hurry, hurry. I did. Got home, scanned the thing, got my $10 from iTunes.
Oh, you're kidding. How long does this go? Is it still going?
Well, it's only for the first 1,000, and this is 1,000 people who do it. And they were doing this on behalf of the Beatles. iTunes, you know, they had a deal with iTunes, and this was to celebrate the Beatles.
Oh.
Free iTunes $10 gift card from Sticky Bits. But you had, and I don't know why an Altoid. Why?
Yeah, you know, why wouldn't you scan a Beatles like mints? You know,
I know that I didn't understand. Maybe they had the partnership with Altoid and they need to put it with something. All that kind of marketing stuff was kind of weird. So that is one positive thing that I got out of the Beatles Day. I guess.
Yeah, you got paid. That's great. That is really cool. I'm checking here. It doesn't look like it's going to work for me because obviously 1,000 people caught on to this before I did, before you mentioned anything.
Yeah,
but that's
I think it's
cool.
Safe to say being it's a quarter to midnight of the day.
Yeah, it's probably over, and especially for those who are downloading this, like, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Too late, sorry. I just, you know, they're probably going to have cool stuff like that in the future. And I thought, wow, that was the first email I'd gotten from Sticky Bits and probably...
So Sticky Bits, you just share like products that you scan with friends?
Yeah, you can share products. You can share QR codes, and the QR code could open up to be like your business card or a location or, you know, whatever you want it to be. It's a really cool kind of way to use scanning and barcodes to, you know, share information with friends. I don't really have a lot. I haven't really used it that much, but the little that I have. It's cool. It's just you're not necessarily always thinking about barcodes. And when I am, I pull out Red Laser half the time, you know, to find out the pricing and whatnot. This is a kind of I think they're going to do maybe kind of what Scavenger does, where you, instead of checking in, you're scanning and you get items free and this and that. So, you know, that whole world of checking in and scanning barcodes is kind of evolving right now. And, you know. This is one of them. I like my new gift. So kudos to Sticky Bits.
Yeah.
There you go.
What'd you buy with it? Some apps and stuff, or have you not decided?
Well, I haven't bought anything yet, but I was going to buy some music. I actually do want, there's a couple Beatles tunes I don't have on. I thought, well, you know what? This was for Beatles Celebration Day. I'm going to buy one of the tracks that I probably just don't have in my library yet.
One of the terrible ones Ringo used to sing. That's what you need. There's so many of those.
I think I have one of them. I think I do.
Nice. All right. Well, moving on to what is new and happening this week. Quick mention that Minigore, a game that we talked about ages ago that Eric reviewed, is free. And it's free for about another 24 hours, a 48-hour sale. And so there is still time. If you hear this show early in its release, you'll be able to still get your hands on Minigore. So those in the chat room who we can't chat with because the chat's broken, but those who can hear us, you may want to get this right away. Minigore is awesome dual joystick shooter.
Top down,
really good. Crazy art style, really great, and totally worth it for free, obviously. So go check that out. Also out this week, the big shocker to me was Google Voice, the official app, is out from Google, not some third party. Works great. I don't want to do a review really yet, or even much more talk about it until I've had a little more time with it, because I haven't used all the features and stuff, but simple, easy, great way to tie your Google Voice account in. And remember, this is the big controversy that Apple kept denying this app, and suddenly they're not. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's just, you know, a new attitude now that maybe they're not as tied to AT&T as we think, and AT&T was the stopping block there. But for whatever it's worth, Google Voice out now, free on your iPhone.
Actually, I called you today for my Google Voice number.
Oh, you did?
I did.
That might be why I got a number that I didn't recognize and I ignored it.
Yep, that's probably what.
Perfect. Uh-oh, I have a safety word I may have to use. Eileen, say something.
Banana.
Ah, frack is the word.
Banana. It's not banana?
No, she's got a... She goes Cylon, right? We have to say frack. Anyway.
What the frack?
stupid MacBooks. So there's that. What else? Oh, Minecrafted was released today and then pulled, like, right after. And not Minecraft, the game that you think is all on a PC. It's actually called Minecrafted. It is essentially a ripoff of Minecraft, and was up for 99 cents briefly. And you could kind of create worlds and do stuff in that kind of blocky, pixelated style of Minecraft, but you could do it on your phone and your iPad. And it got pulled, and nobody knows why. So... wasn't up there very long. I'm guessing that the creator, what's his name? I had his name on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, the guy that created Minecraft, that's getting all this praise and love in the PC gaming community, probably said something, or somebody did, and they pulled it. So, because it looks just like it, like the screenshots and stuff I saw, they look like it. Apparently, it plays just like it. I don't know how comprehensive it is, but boom, gone. Like a rug out from underneath their feet. Pulled, which is too bad because I wanted to try it. I didn't get in during the window that it was available, so we'll have to see if it shows up again. But Eric,
I haven't even tried the one on the PC yet.
Well, me neither. So I kind of thought this would be like a good way for me to get into the basics of the game, because I know what the game is. It's basically just a big Lego set for adults or kids, I suppose. But that's really what Minecraft to this point has been. In its alpha stage, and there's more stuff coming, and they have more sort of cohesive bits to the game that they want to include. And that guy's making so much money and gets all this notoriety. It's all good. But, you know, I thought maybe an iPhone version, whether it's kind of, you know, a knockoff or not, would have given me a chance to kind of play around a little bit and at least see what the basics were. But it's gone. No more dollar entry fee to try out Minecraft. Sorry, folks. All right, let's move on now. That's all our new stuff. Let's move on to reviews. We got quite a bit to talk about today. And did I play, I haven't played any of the bumpers. What am I thinking today?
Hold on. You have some new bumpers?
No, it's the same stuff. It's like this one right here.
Reviews. Levy.
Reviews. Talking reviews. Let's talk about, Word Warrior. That's Word Warrior. You may have remembered or heard on the show a long time ago that there was an app I reviewed, a game where you basically had a Scrabble tile, is essentially what you were given, and a bunch of scrambled up letters. And your goal was to spell out words. And by doing that, that would act as an attack on some creature. So essentially, it was like an RPG, and your guy would have an encounter with like a big spider in a hallway. And to beat it, you had to spell complete words, hit enter. That would create damage. The bigger, more complicated the word, the more damage it would do to the spider or the creature or whatever. And I liked it quite a bit. I gave it a good review at the time. It was a little too easy. Like, it seemed like they gave me way too much time to come up with stuff. So as fates would have it, this version of the game gives me no time to do anything, and I lose constantly.
It's hard as crap.
It's really hard. Did you try it out?
Yeah, it's $1.99, by the way.
Yeah, $1.99. And what are, I mean, art style wise and kind of sense of humor wise and feel and look and sound is pretty good. Like, I really like it. It's got kind of that, I don't know, it's hard for me to explain, but a lot of apps now, they're kind of starting to look like, they're either, there's a lot of people doing the old 8-bit retro stuff, and then there's a bunch of people trying to create what looks like Flash looking stuff. And this is kind of in that vein of sort of Flash looking stuff, sort of, for lack of a better term. They have a light version, so you can try this out, by the way, folks, so you don't have to spend the money. But for $1.99, I like it a lot. I'm just not very good at it. And I don't know if that says more.
How far have you gotten on it?
Oh, my gosh. Probably 5-6 levels in, something like that.
Oh, really? Yeah, dude, it gets really hard.
Yeah, it's fast is the problem.
It's so fast. And you got to, the thing is, the gameplay is like, it's so, the thing is let me describe it. Like, you have a certain amount of time before the bad guys, the creatures or whatnot, who you're fighting.
Your enemies, right.
Yeah, attack you, okay? So, and so you only have, sometimes you're like battling 6 in a row or 4 in a row. And so you're going through, and you have to do it really fast, or you'll be dead by the third mob or third monster.
Yep.
But you have to be really quick. And I found what's frustrating with my fingers is you're doing it so frantically. You're hitting letters that you didn't mean to hit.
Yeah, because you're having to move so fast.
You're all backspace. You just get all flustered.
Yeah.
But I've discovered a secret.
Oh, what?
When you get low on health, around, I think, like 1/3 on health, if you attack at the same time they attack, you won't get damage.
Oh. What? Because you counter it or whatever? You neutralize it?
I guess, yeah, something like that. It doesn't work when you have full health, but when you're down to a lower health, it does. But still, even though I discovered that little secret or that little helpful hint, sometimes their timer is really fast when they're attacked, so you have to be still like just pounding out those words super fast.
So even then, now you have the new thing to worry about, which is timing.
Yeah.
Plus figuring out how to spell stuff.
But I discovered something that's so helpful that like opened a new whole door for me.
All right, what?
Was using my stylus.
Oh, really? I'm going to talk about that.
Oh.
Look at us going.
That's almost cheating.
It's like a Palm Pilot all of a sudden in here.
Because like your fingers, like with using your fingers, you're hitting letters that you didn't mean to hit. But with the stylus, you're more pinpoint, better accuracy, and you know.
And Eileen, we should tell you, both Eric and I are using the BoxWave styluses, and they are awesome.
I've heard about those.
Really great. Gone is that goofy, stupid nub that looks like it's going to tear off, and in its place is this actually nice little rounded thing. What do you think about those?
Well, they look cool. I don't know that I would – I'm not – you guys are artists. So I could see how that's beneficial to you. If you asked me to draw, you would think I was 3 years old or something. So I think they're really cool. What do you guys play WeDoodle at all or tried that? Because there's some people in there that – did we play against each other?
I think we did one round or so, and then it was your husband's turn, and we still are waiting on him.
Yeah, he sort of threw it out. Well, there's a couple people in there that I could tell have styluses, and they're drawing fantastic, wee doodles. And here I am with my finger. I feel so handicapped.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an unfair edge. That's all.
That's a fair point.
I'm jealous because I don't have one.
It's a fair point because, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I can do okay in those games with my finger, but I think the stylus does help quite a bit. So when I'm playing, Wii Doodle or that other one, what was that game we used to play?
Depict.
One way or the other, this stylus has been a huge improvement. But it's also just great for writing stuff and all the art applications where you're doing actual painting and drawing and stuff. It totally makes a huge difference. But I could see how this would help you in that game. I'll have to try.
Did you find you're hitting letters that you didn't mean to hit?
Oh, all the time, because again, you're having to go at 1,000 miles a minute.
Well, it's also the letters aren't really big either because you're on the iPhone. So
yeah, yeah,
the tiles aren't really that big. So
I just feel like it needs to be dialed back a notch.
Dude,
in
wait
speed
till, I'm
or
like
something.
I think I'm in level 19 or 18.
Well, you're killing me.
And it is
so intimidating. I don't know.
I got to a point where it's like.
You guys are really sounding, scratching your head, and I'm just like, oh my God, I feel the stress already.
Well, it's challenging. It's very challenging. It's not an easy game by any means. Then you get to those stage where like all the birds have to start with the letter S.
Oh, dude, that happens.
That happens.
Oh my gosh.
Or the letters only the word can only contain 3 letters, or the word only contain 4 letters. You know.
I'm going to give it to my...
And you can't repeat words, too.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. I'm going to give it to my wife and have her try, because she's a whiz at these games. Like, she's really good at all the word games. But I have a feeling that clock... Well, it's not really a clock, but essentially that damage ticker, which is basically a clock. That's the effect, anyway. I think that may turn her off. She may be just like, oh, this is not the word game for me. She'll go back to Befuddled or Bookworm or something.
Also, the drop rate on loot is abysmal.
Yeah,
I mean you can like buy like stuff that gives you like when you do a level or so you can like put points into luck so you can get more loot to drop.
Yeah.
It's really well done. It's very challenging. I mean, I'm only like probably like 1/3 of the way of the first world, and it's just like way challenging.
Yeah. This is true. All of this is true. So anyway, I'm going to recommend it kind of on the free one just to try it and see if you think you've got what it takes. Because if you have what it takes, then I think it's probably great. You know, if you're good at this, like really good at this game and can master it, then dude, $1.99, this is your game. But if not, if really hard, intimidatingly difficult games, you know, put you off, then don't come near Word Warrior.
You must be a warrior.
It's freaking rough.
With the words.
Moving on to, we'll just do these in a row here. Space Miner Blaster. So Space Miner is a game that I've had for quite a while. And those who remember me reviewing it on the show will remember that the original Space Miner got a very glowing review from me. It's still one of my favorite games on the App Store and probably one of my fondest memories of a game on the App Store. Absolutely loved the structure of it, the humor of it. The gameplay was great, all that kind of stuff. And out of nowhere, kind of, these guys have released Space Miner Blaster, a free-to-play game that basically takes the frantic shooting part of the original game and makes it its own thing. And I have not played nearly enough to say what kind of the end game of all this is. I assume it's just tons of upgrades and eventually you're just unstoppable. There's game center support and all that. And it's free-to-play, ad-supported with this thing. And to me, my only real problem with it, I guess since it's free, I can't really complain about this, but my only real problem is it is really just the shooting part of the original game. They didn't add much new there.
It's pretty much just Asteroids. Isn't that what it is?
That's really all it comes down to. It's Asteroids. You're totally right. It's Asteroids with upgrades and tweaks and leveling and stuff like that.
And I think the ad support thing is really weird.
How's that? Describe, explain.
Because it says to make a phone call.
Right.
At the bottom, right? Yeah. Doesn't say call.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a little weird, actually.
Like, why would I want to call anybody?
While you're playing glorified Asteroids. That's a good question.
It's just like, I don't know. So, no, it's Game Center supported, so.
Yeah, so you can compete with your friends, scores, and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't understand. I feel like it's aimed at people who didn't want to belly up the money for Space Miner in the first place because it was too weird. They never heard of it or whatever.
No.
Because to me,
I'm downloading it right now, Scott.
Good. You need to try it and see. Tell us what you think. Because if dual stick shooting fans that like to fly around and shoot rocks and collect the stuff the rocks have and level up, make money and all that kind of stuff, then it's fun. I feel like the original game is a lot more fun because there's a lot more depth to it and a lot more purpose to it. There's missions and all kinds of crap you got to do. But this is, I don't know, it's just a weird release. Like, it's just seems like a strange thing. And Eric's right. The ad stuff is, is odd.
So it's not the same game.
Not
it's
at
just
all.
Like a it's I don't know, a supplemental version of the game, well, of the original.
Think about this. It's like if you took a game like I'm trying to think of the one we can all sort of relate to. Okay, I know. Let's say you took a game like the new Modern War or the new Call of Duty game, the Black Ops game. Mm-hmm. And that has a big expansive campaign that takes about 8 hours, and it has tons and tons of multiplayer modes and options and you know, leveling and perks and all that kind of stuff. This would be like suddenly Activision releasing a free ad-supported version of Call of Duty that was one rifle, one pistol, and one map, and just put it out there for people to play it.
Oh.
Like, it's like that. It's a very watered down, let's take just a chunk of this game and make it available for free kind of thing. And it doesn't even seem designed to drive people to the full-blown space miner game. So it isn't your typical light game by any means, and they are definitely positioning it as something separate, as something different. It's just odd. Like, that's a weird way to put your stuff out there. I don't know. Maybe they're hoping that people will play that and go, oh, this is really great. I wonder if this is like the real space miner. The problem with that is you don't really ever get the feeling that that's leading you to that. Like, if I didn't know any better, I'd just say, oh, there's this free thing with ads. It doesn't really point you back. It doesn't really encourage you. It just is just sort of there. So I just find it very odd. Very strange little thing. But yes, download it and see what you think. Next up, Rhymelands. Rhymelands, Hammer of Thor. There, I said it. This is apparently an award-winning RPG. It is.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a couple listeners wanted you to fork out the money to see if it was any good.
Yeah. Did you try it?
No, I saw the ratings and the price, and I was like, let's God take this one.
Well, I was a little sad to see that the ratings were kind of low. Overall, and that saddened me a little bit because I thought, oh, well, geez, if this won awards, it's not winning any People's Choice Awards, I guess. But I fired it up and I played it, and I'm not that far, so this is a limited kind of early impressions kind of review. Maybe I'll touch on it again on a future show. But it combines elements of sort of real-time movement, like your character can move freely anywhere, but the minute they make an encounter with somebody or somebody sees them, you turn to essentially a turn-based mode where you take turns moving close to each other within distance to strike a number of tiles away to maybe cast spells or whatever.
But like Highborn?
Kind of like that, but only at that stage when you're done moving. Like mm-hmm. You can move all around kind of Zelda style all day until you see someone and then it's like stops and then makes you do these one at a time moves, and the attacks are the same way. So if I do an attack and it didn't kill you, then you get to do one, then I get to do one. It's very turn-based when you get to the actual encounter. Seems like the story could be kind of cool as it unfolds. I ended up kind of seeing what people like about it and probably seeing some of what people don't like. It's very sparse in terms of effects and sound, like weirdly empty on sound. That always make I don't like that in games. Sound is such a huge part of games for me that it ends up making it or breaking it in some cases. So I don't know. I feel like the it was just really sparse, and I don't understand why. But the actual gameplay and the mechanics of it so far seem kind of compelling. I just need to spend some more time with it. So early recommendation is, if you're a hardcore RPG dude and you just need something on the go and you've already played everything else, it sounds like it could be pretty cool. But I'll report back as to whether it's really worth the money or not.
Is this the 99 cent one that I'm looking at on iTunes? Is it 99 cents?
Oh, is it down? Because it used to be two.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Rhymelands Hammer of Thor. Yeah.
It's 99 cents. Right. Oh, that's great. So it's on sale.
That's not bad, actually. For what? I mean, I know that you're saying that, you know, there's lots of things that are missing, yeah, you know, like the sounds and stuff. But for 99 cents, I'm just looking at the graphics that's on iTunes right now. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not bad.
This
is like a little
the third app that I download while on the show. Gosh.
Yeah, this is great. This is great. We're just like convincing you to get it all. I mean, those looking for action-packed Diablo-style play, we're probably not going to get it here. But they're going to get something more akin to a kind of a combination of like Baldur's Gate and maybe, oh, I don't know, like a Japanese RPG like Final Fantasy There's some of that in there. So it's getting, I mean, slidetoplay.com gave it a 4 out of 4. 140apps.com gave it 5 stars, called it epic. This was game of the month, September 2010 on Slide to Play. And according to them, a best mobile game award winner from the Unity Awards 2010. I don't know what the Unity Awards are. So maybe we could just make stuff up and put it on our iTunes page.
I'm reading the reviews.
You should have your own award show. You guys should have the App Slappy Award show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like our end of year. We did that last year, didn't we, Eric?
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, we did like an end of year wrap up. We could
do the slappies.
Yeah.
I'm reading the reviews, and a lot of people are pissed off at the ending, apparently.
Oh, the ending, really? that's not good. I get a lot of like mixed bag, or grave bug at the final battle, or solid. Let's see. Oh, end game failure. Right, a lot of people hate the end game. Interesting.
There's no congratulations. There's no nothing. You're just in the area, and that's it's the end of the game.
Well, it feels like the sound stuff being missing. It feels like maybe the game's not quite done. Like maybe we're getting the beta here. Maybe a little bit. But at 99 cents, I thought it was more. So maybe it's on sale. Well, anyway, I think it's worth it for a buck. Because so far I'm kind of getting the vibe of it. I kind of get the controls, and I like what I'm doing. So I'll report back. But if you're an RPG fan, or if you're
so
just
Eileen, apparently,
if you're Eileen and you just are, you hear about this awesome thing and you download it, that's fine too. But I, you know, write us and tell us what you think. It's a hard one though. I don't know. I'm feeling very conflicted on it because I don't know. I feel like I'm reviewing something that isn't done, but it's done enough to kind of impress me a little bit on that level. Like if this isn't done, how awesome will it be when it is, kind of feeling. But anyway, there's that. All right. Who's going to tell us about Fat Booth? What is that? What is Fat Booth?
It is. Okay. It doesn't do much, but it's worth the 99 cents. I'm sorry. The laugh you get, it is hilarious.
Let me guess. You take a picture of yourself, it makes you fat.
Yeah. Do you want me to text you a picture?
Oh, no.
Yes. Text me a photo. Let's see what we got.
Wait. You should text me a photo of you, like front facing photo.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Like this is great. This great radio people.
This real-time stuff. Can I just text it?
Yeah, just text it to me.
All right. Here we go. Real-time. Whoops. Real-time radio. Cancel. Hold on. Where are you in here? You're not in here. I got to start a new one. Okay. So we're sending this to Eric Van Skyhawk. We're going to take the front-facing photo. Can I do that right from my texting? I don't think I can.
Should be able to.
Oh, yeah, I can. There it is.
Zoom. Good lighting? You have good lighting?
No, but sort of. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Chat room can see me do it. Bad angle on me. Ugh.
Is it front facing?
Yep.
Okay.
Send. All right, while that's sending, is this any different than like these zombie apps where you make your face look bloody?
All it does is you get a photo, front facing photo, and you designate where the eyes are, where the mouth is, and where the bottom of your chin is.
Okay.
And that's all you do. And then it does its thing.
Okay.
Did you text it to me?
I did.
It's very simple, but it's really funny. I'm sorry. It's like what
these people make aging booth as well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Just from the page, I went to from the same makers of aging booth. So it's essentially the same thing, but that one, obviously, you could be old.
Well, this is what they're doing, right? They find their little niche, which is like making people look weird, and then they try all the different kinds they can. I'll bet they had a Halloween app at some point, and they've got, you know, other ones to make you look all, you know, give women beards and make it look realistic. I could see them just doing a whole string.
Picture.
Okay. Can't wait to see this. This may be our episode notes photo, so see how you do.
No. You're laughing. Look, he's just laughing.
Gosh, this is gonna be good.
Did you already? Are you already seeing how terrible it is?
No, not yet. But it's I can just by your face expression, it's gonna be good.
Oh, brilliant! Love to hear that. How much was this?
It's 99 cents.
Worth it?
It is pretty funny. I'd have to say it is pretty hilarious. The results.
Fat Booth, you're correct. It is $1. It's 99 cents. Available only on the iPhone. Oh my goodness! Look what they do to people. You see these? Have you seen these? Oh, That was a skinny little dude that's all huge now. Wow, it's got mostly positive reviews. A couple of negative ones from people who say this blows or disappointing or whatever, because...
I mean, it does one thing, and that's all it does.
So are you going to download Fat Booth or the RPG game?
I think you're going.
I'm sending. I'm texting it to you now.
If it's me, it's the RPG. If it's Eric, obviously it's Fat Booth.
Fat Booth.
Tired of diets? Get fat instantly with Fat Booth. What does that even mean? That is that phrase doesn't mean anything. Tired of diets? Get Fat Booth instantly.
All right, I gotta get back onto the chat room because I want to see your face expression.
What would you look like with a few extra pounds? And what about your friends? Okay, is it already sent?
It's sending it right now.
All right. Why isn't this stupid app of the week is what I want to know. Okay, I'm waiting. Still not here. Let me keep reading. Works with photos taken from your iPhone camera or from your library. Auto cropping using face detection. Transformation process is instant with no internet connection needed. Wow, that's comforting. Save results to your photo library. Share with your friends via MMS.
Oh.
Once saved to your library, or email Facebook or Twitter. Sweet. So all the social network stuff is covered.
Yep, it's in there. Okay, did you get it yet?
Nope. Still coming. Fat Booth is a funny application made for entertainment purposes only and does not guarantee resemblances to the real fattening process. The fattening process? Dude. That's our stupid app of the week. Okay, here it is. Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. Chat room, you need to see the two versions first, all right? I don't want to. Here's me. That's me first, okay? Me just a little while ago, normal, not too fat, right? And then there I am now after about 20 Twinkies and 3 hot dogs. That is frightening, dude. That is really frightening. You know what? That's actually pretty funny. I look like, I don't know what I look like. I don't look like me there. Because that's what I could do. I could look like that. So instead of having a picture of something I want to try to be, I should have the thing I never want to be to remind me to eat less and not be a pig and exercise more. Brilliant. That is terrible. That is terrible. You now owe me a shot of you fat.
Oh, I can text you when I...
All right. Anyway, there you go.
Let's move on.
You give it a slappy. You'd say recommend Fat Booth for people.
It does one thing, and it does it really well, and that's it. There's not a lot of adjustments. It's just you tell them where the eyes are, where the mouth is, and where the bottom of the chin, and then it goes to work.
I hate to say this, but
Scott, you should get the aging one and do that to...
to the fat Eric. Guy. Oh, I thought you meant like... double dip my fat face.
Double dip it. Yeah. Yeah. Make yourself not only fat, but also old.
Very, very brilliant. We were going to review Gun Bros, which came out for free, but I don't think we should.
Dude.
I don't like it.
What?
I don't like it. I don't like it compared to Minigore or other dual stick shooters. So, Eric, if you were going to back this up, you got to tell me what's so great about it.
Okay. It's a top down shooter. But what I love about it is that you pick your friend's characters on Game Center to play with you. And so you're playing with them and they get XP when you're playing with their character. So
yeah, they're not playing with you. There's no real co-op, right?
No. Yeah, but the thing is you get your friends who are like high levels with awesome weapons and upgrades because they use their weapons and their upgrades.
Maybe I just have a problem using things with the word bros in it.
Because I was looking for you to go into a game. I couldn't even find you.
I'm in there. I played this stupid game.
On my bros list, and you were not on my bros list.
Better bros than hoes.
So first of all.
So go if you go in there and find me, you can see I'm like level 18, I think.
Yeah.
Then I'll go in and I'll kick some A with you, man.
Because
I'm all decked out. Awesome weapon,
Eileen. Where do you stand on the use of the term bro?
I'm fine. I have no problem with it.
I hate it.
So
really?
It's free.
Yo, bro.
I hate that.
Yeah, this is free, but there's a, it looks to me there's a ton of in-app purchases that, you know.
Yeah, you don't have to. You could. You know, it's like if somebody wanted to put down, like, you know, let's say $10, they could get all the best weapons in the game and really kick butt. But you can slowly collect money.
I level up,
get your upgrades, get your weapon upgrades. The cool thing about it is that after each match, you collect this money, this I can't remember what it is, like unobtainium type of metal thing that you have to convert into money.
All right.
And then, but they have these different things where you could, you know, it costs, and it sucks, it'll cost real money, but like it'll give you 200% of your return or like 150, but it takes longer to process. But yeah. It's a cool, and it's I'm really loving it.
My problem is the action. This other stuff you're talking about is fine, but the action of it just feels stunted.
Dude, what? You played one level of it.
I know, but that was enough. They need to capture me during that first level. Instead, I was just like, wow, I'll just play mini gore. This isn't that great.
No, but the thing is, once you get up to the, there's so many different guys coming at you, like ones that are kamikaze that run towards you and blow up. There's assassins that are like run and shoot at you like really quickly. There's like big, huge tanks where you have to shoot them from behind.
I like the style.
Bazooka guys. Yeah, the artwork's great.
Yeah, I like that.
Dude, I think you need to give it a second.
Yeah,
you gotta give it a
second. You're selling it for me because it's free. But I do have to say that, you know, Gun Bros, when I first saw the name, I was just going to skip it.
See?
I mean, I don't necessarily have a problem with bros, but I was going to skip it. I was like,
well, it's like a tongue-in-cheek type of thing.
Well,
you know?
Of course. It's supposed to be like 80s action, you know, hero kind of ridiculous over-the-top stuff. I don't really have a problem with that.
So the thing is, I've been co-oping with this guy who apparently spent a lot of money on the game, and he's really like just like helped me out a lot.
But he hasn't really helped you at all, right? Because
he actually spent real money to get the really awesome weapons.
Well, he's helped you in that way. But what I mean is, in the fights themselves, you're just botting around with the guy with his name on it with the stuff he owns, right?
Exactly. But he's getting XP while I'm using him.
All right. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know, that's the thing is, like when I logged on, I was like, people like, hey, you got some XP from these dudes because you went in and helped them.
Eileen, yeah. If you get this game, then you can use my bro to help you fight.
Thank you. Right. But wait, there's no way that you could get your friend's character, like, you can't make it worse, right? Just by playing alone, it levels up. It never gets, like, you could never ruin his status,
that's a great
right?
question. Yeah, can you
no,
mess him
no,
up?
No, it doesn't ruin his status at all. Yeah, it's not like he like died so many times and he's actually lost a couple levels. No.
All right.
Okay. Well, okay. Then that's safe. Because I would feel really bad if someone's super great, like you're so many levels up, Eric, and then, hey, use my character, and I just die the entire time, and then you're like, you know, three levels back or something. That would
happen.
Really be the nemesis coming out of me.
That would. That would. Dang you, Eileen.
I'm thinking about Gumbros, and then I was distracted by a photo that looks like I have like goat testicles hanging off my face. I'm so fat.
Are you mesmerized by it?
It's really grossing me out. Like if I ever got that big, oh, someone shoot me. Seriously. That means I've made some bad choices if that happens to me. Anyway, all right, so there you go. Gumbros, it's free. We have to recommend free. We always do, but I didn't like it. Eric did a lot. You know what, Eileen? You're going to have to come back and like break the tie. Can you do that?
I'll do that. I'll do that. Even though I don't like Gun Bros.
Right. I don't either. The name's crazy. I know. I realize they're being tongue-in-cheek, but sometimes it's so on the nose that you're just like, okay, bros, right. You got it. Tough guys with guns, huge muscles. We get it. Very funny. All right. Moving on to Video Splash, 99-cent app. Eileen, this is yours, right?
Yeah, actually. I didn't know you put it on the list, and I thought maybe you had played around with it too. But essentially, it's like the app Color Splash, where you could, you know, pick a color on a photo, and that will be the color in the photo, and everything else goes to black and white. But this is for video. So it's $0.99, and I had an old video that I took from Comic-Con. It was a bunch of walking zombies, and they got a lot of blood on there. Picked a really good red blotch, and you know, you've got some tools there. It's actually kind of hard to pick the color if it's a small color because you're doing it with your finger. But you know, just find a nice big patch of it somewhere if you can. And then you, oh, Eric just sent me his fat face.
What's great about it?
That is Scott's, actually. Scott's is worse.
Yeah, I think part of it is because you're so skinny after your operation. You can't even put fake fat on you. That's your problem. But yeah, wow. Dude, that does not look like you at all. Weird.
Obviously,
anyway.
Eric is loving my description of videos.
But wait, before you get too far with that, I'm trying to picture what this is. Like, is this kind of the effect of like Schindler's List, where the girl, you can see her red coat, but that's it? Everything
yep.
else is black?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything is black and white.
All right.
That's exactly it.
All right.
So I did that to my zombie video. So what you see is just a ton of red splotches in their face, on their mouth. Luckily, this guy had a nice red tie. That was my red that I worked with. And then the rest of it's in black and white. It's as simple as that. And it's really easy to do. The results are pretty good. I like my zombie video, but I tried to do it to a video with my dogs and the pool, tried to get the blue water and everything else black and white, and it didn't quite work out as well.
So if there's a lot
varying
of
varying results.
Is it let's say you find something that's relatively blocked out, somebody's t-shirt or a wall behind people or something like that, mm-hmm. you're probably going to get it every time. But if it's any kind of nuanced textured or distressed surface or something, that's where you have trouble, you mm-hmm. figure?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
I mean, I would just pick something simple. On the iTunes page, you know, it was from above, I think, and he picked like a red umbrella or something, and there was, you know, a ton of peas. Like, you're at a mall, and you're looking down, and you pick the red umbrella, everything else goes black and white. Hmm. That kind of worked.
That's
yeah,
pretty cool.
It's just kind of a fun, neat thing. I'll share with you the video.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
I saw the video. I actually clicked
you
on the
link.
You
saw the video. What did you think?
I thought it worked really well. I actually downloaded and tried it myself. And I think you need really good lighting.
Yeah.
Because if you have a video that's kind of grainy, it kind of gets pixelated and digitally looking weird. Mm-hmm. And I tried one with my son. He was wearing a red shirt. But apparently, I, you know, messing around with the threshold, trying to get that right balance so it doesn't bleed too much is mm-hmm. kind of a tricky thing. But it worked okay. It kind of funny because it made his lips red and his shirt red. So it was a little bizarre.
Yeah, in the video that I have, I turn my camera back to me and part of my head is red, like blotchy red. And I'm like, wow, did I have something wrong with my skin that day? It was red.
No, but if you have like a good solid color, like an umbrella would be perfect or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It'd work great.
Well, hold
it's
on.
Kind and of a probably, fun, cool effect.
Yeah. It's for 99 cents. It's that effect.
Sorry. I'm playing with Fat Booth a little bit while you guys were talking.
Did you buy it?
Yes. I can't believe I bought this. Because I want to do it with my kids. I want to see if my kids are all skinny, I want to see if I had obese kids, what they look like. I'm dying to know what my 16-year-old would look like this. This would probably just make her, she'll be thrilled.
Oh, no.
Stick this on her Facebook account or something. Anyway.
This is why you don't want to eat the McRib right here.
That's right. If there's reason enough to know, this is it. I don't know. What a silly app. But as far as that video won't go, that sounds really, really cool to me. And at that price, no brainer. It's a buck.
Super easy to use. Couple clicks. You've got a really fun video.
Could you do this? Could you do this, Eileen? Could you take that shot, the footage that you create with that, and then import mm-hmm. that into iMovie on the phone and add that to, you know, like a longer sequence or something? Could you still use that again?
Yes.
See, that's
definitely could.
That's cool because there's like this great kind of cottage industry popping up of people making full-blown music videos or full-blown, you know, narrative stories with their phones, just to prove that they can.
Did you guys, oh, sorry to interject here.
Go ahead.
Mr. Tangent here.
It's all right.
Did you hear about the next Gorillaz album?
Yeah, the whole thing on an iPad?
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
What? So, okay, this came up on somewhere like...
I retweeted it yesterday.
Maybe that was it, or I think we talked about it on the MacCast with Adam Christensen yesterday.
Could
I can't remember.
Could you do possibly more podcasts?
I don't know.
Could you possibly do more?
Don't even... You're talking to me. Tom's in the other room doing some other show right now, right? Like, he's worse than me.
He's
way worse. But anyway, the point is that what was my point? Oh,
you were saying they're doing music videos and
what software do you think they're going to use? Like, what are they going to make it with?
I have no idea how he's going to do. I mean, there's tons of multi-tracking software out there, but I don't know how he's going to handle, like, you know, like when you do an album, you got some really high quality, like, plugins and effects and stuff that are like takes a lot of horsepower. I don't know. Yeah. It's going to be crazy to see what he does.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that, actually.
Big fan.
Yeah, you're a Gorillaz fan, right?
Yeah, I went and saw him in concert.
You're such a mover and a shaker.
Yeah, that was like the I went and saw him in concert, and the next day I was in the hospital.
I know, you were Instagramming the, you know,
yeah,
the photos,
yeah.
Oh, was that the one the night before you went in?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that morning, like that day, I ran 3 miles, mowed my lawn, went out to sushi, and then went to a concert. And then the next day, bam, laid up in the hospital.
I'm passing bladder stones. I need to go to the hospital. That's a pretty good Gorillaz impression, right?
That is awesome.
All right, Video Splash, would you give it a slappy, Eileen? That's our little rating
system.
I think
I would. Right. I would give it a slappy.
All right. I should, you know what, I hardly ever play that anymore, so let's give it official slappy.
Slappy.
Yeah, very
That's
nice.
That's the first thing you played the whole show.
Slappy.
I did reviews, didn't I?
You did reviews. Yeah, you did reviews.
I'm in the middle of getting some new stuff made, so this stuff's all janky and weird, but it'll come together. All right, tell us, Eileen, about Path, another social network thing that I can't do any more of these. I've had it with all this crap. I feel fatigued. But
this is the hot new app, Path, and this is basically the anti-social network. Mm. And it's just getting a ton of buzz. I just thought it was noteworthy. It's free, so, you know, can't hurt for anybody to download. The thing about this is based off of Dunbar's number, that you can't possibly have more than 150 friends out there. You know, like Facebook, you can have, I don't know how many friends you can add onto Facebook and Twitter. Obviously, well, it's not really friends, it's followers. But Path, you can only have 50 friends at a time. And you basically share photos, kind of like Instagram, but there's no filters. I will say that it has a really nice UI. All it is you snap a picture, you give it a comment, or not, I'm sorry, you give it a title, and you tag it if you want. You could tag one of your friends, and then you upload and share it. And then it geolocates you. But the whole thing about it, it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? 50 friends. Do you think you have more than 50 friends that you want to share?
Oh, that's the cap?
Yeah, that's 50 friends.
That's stupid. That's really stupid.
Here's what I think. Okay, so one of the CEO is Dave Morin, formerly from Facebook. They've got tons of investors like Kevin Rose. I mean, like high profile, you know, people in technology are all, you know, dumping a lot of money into this. So yeah. I think that's why it's getting a lot of buzz. But I also think it's why those people are the people that are created it, because they want to have a place to share with only their friends.
Right.
They want to have some fun app sharing system. The thing is, you can do that with Facebook. You can do that with Flickr. You can make things private. So
you can do that with Instagram.
Yeah.
You can do that with Instagram. You just don't. Yeah.
And you don't have a limit.
You can make your profile private.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah, you could.
Weird.
So Yeah, I you know, I scratched my head on, you know, why this is getting so much press. Robert Scoble is like one of the people out there who's just been tweeting how much he hates this app, which is amazing because he usually likes everything. He's the first person to discover things and just, you know, blast it out to everybody. Oh, this is great. And it may not be that great, but he doesn't normally hate things, and he hates this app. I don't know. I mean, I guess I get it for people who are very private and are very shy to join any kind of social networking platform. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I think there's always room for somebody to innovate and blow our minds and have us all jump on board. But it's not so easy. Like, I think that comes after a good solid amount of time. And I think even the ones who are doing it right or have succeeded so far take forever to roll out new things that really truly innovate, because it really is hard. Mm-hmm. And once you've kind of got people already settled on one or two services, let's say Facebook and Twitter, to come up to them and say, hey, here's a third one, let's go. You kind of go, no, I'm good. I got my stuff and I have unlimited friends already. I don't need to worry about this. Or whatever. I just feels like it's not solving a need specifically. Like, there isn't, this isn't really filling a need. And the truth is, if you can go change your privacy settings in Facebook, you've got the same thing and you've already got an app that's sort of time weathered and is working really well and is being updated and has new features being added by, you know, a company with the wherewithal to really truly leverage the social networking structure they've already built. So it feels a little bit like me too, but nothing else than just me too.
The other thing about this app is that when you share it and you give it a title and you could tag people or things, there's no commenting. All you know is that you could see which one of your friends actually viewed the photo and which one of your friends actually skipped it. Or you could find out that maybe one somebody that you thought was your friend isn't your friend. Because they didn't add you on Path. There's lots of weird. There's a lot of potential for weirdness with this app. So I'm not completely sold. I think again, this came out on Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's really new.
That's
don't.
Weird.
You know.
No, commenting.
To what?
No commenting. Yeah, and you could see the little icon. Two people saw this. It's probably you. And then maybe one other friend.
Well, okay. The one thing I do like about it, from what I can tell, and again, I haven't used it, so I can't really speak to it. And I will. I'll play with it, so I'm not just making opinions about nothing. But the photos, how they overlay or underlay photos, you know, with the message in front, is kind of cool. Like, I kind of like that idea. That seems like an innovative way to share imagery. But it also, in the end, feels a little bit like a gimmick. Like, I wouldn't care after a while. About that so much. But beyond that, I don't see, like, getting me to use Instagram was already hard because, you know, we're already got the stuff we're doing, and Twitter alone is like, takes way too much time and is already connected. And there's so many people out there, and, you know, to get me to go start something brand spanking new, you got to really compel me. And Instagram in the end compelled me. Because of its unique take on things. Like, it's a very specific thing that it does, and it does that one thing really well. And so I don't have room. I'm very skeptical of new stuff like this. And if they put a bunch of money into this, I can't imagine that all went to just somebody coding the thing. They've probably done some research and tried to figure out what people want. Is this what people want? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm no judge of this. Maybe this is the next awesome thing.
I think they're looking for more engineers too. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Yeah, I'm a little stumped by this, quite honestly. I think it's a lot of buzz with you know, the investors.
Frack? What?
What the frack?
Oh, did I what the frack again? Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. It was right in the middle of it.
Oh, I'm fine?
No, you're fine to pull it out again. Oh, MacBook. You're better.
I'm back.
Yeah, you're
Am
better.
Am I back?
Now. Yeah, you're better. You're good.
You sound fantastic.
Now you sound amazing.
Dang it. That Tom Merritt taking up that room.
I blame Tom. He's taken he took the good mic
tonight.
I have a
nice Yeti microphone. It's all hooked up. It's very... No, I couldn't be in that room. Yeah. I got chased out by the star.
The star of the show tonight. That's too bad. We're having more fun than them. Let's look at it that
way. Ah, yeah. So anyways, I'm a little stumped by the buzz, and it's just catching on. Like, lots of, you know, news sites are reporting on it. I just saw something from Fox LA. I'm like, really? So I think, you know, the backers here, I think Ashton Kutcher is a backer. So, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's just getting a lot of buzz from a lot of high profile people, but we'll see how long that lasts. Wow. Because, you know, without commenting, I love liking and commenting on photos on Instagram and seeing what other people comment on. It's just a more open kind of thing. And maybe that's what I think of social networking in general. It's like, if you're going to get out on a social network, you're going to be social, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to just like close it off to just 50 people. Although there are, again, there's private people out there. And I know that there are some people who are in the public eye that are like, well, I just want to share this, you know, with, you know, my really, really close friends that I see every day. You know, I look at this and I'm thinking, okay, there's no Android app. There's a lot of my friends that have Android, you know, okay, they're not going to be on this. Okay. We're eliminating them. A lot of people don't even have iPhones. We're going to eliminate them. So again, it's just all app based, and time will tell.
Yes, it will. It always does, right?
I don't give it a slappy
at this moment.
Yeah, at this stage, that seems like the provident thing to do. I'm going to download it. I'm going to play with it. You know, I'll withhold judgment until I've had a chance to see whether this has any impact in my life. But you know, hey, when all the cool kids are talking about something, that's probably their best quote unquote path to success in this crowded market, right? Like,
yeah.
How else are you going to do it but make a huge splash PR wise? You have to. Otherwise, no one knows about your dumb app. I mean, even, you know, Instagram benefits from the fact that they've got ex Google guy and ex what's his name and, you know, people with somewhat of a high profile in tech circles making that app. So they automatically got a little bit of a boost from that. And that kind of word of mouth is really valuable.
Now, your contacts or your friends here on Path are from your contacts on your phone, not Twitter. It's from your contacts and phone numbers on your phone.
Mm. How do you add people to it?
You can add.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go.
Are you?
Sorry.
Learn how to use Path with Eric Van Skyhawk.
Look at all these people that are on here.
Are there a bunch?
Yeah.
Maybe not. No, never mind.
You're just looking at your address book. Whoa, there are a lot of people on Path.
But it's interesting, though, because the ones that are on are actually up at the top of the list.
Exactly. And then you just hit share. They already have an icon or, you know, the other people you see are your contacts. So it's like your friend's name and their email address, right?
Exactly.
Or phone number.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
Fascinating.
You have to send them an invite for them. And then if they don't have an iPhone, you can join on the web. You can just join and make a Path account on the web.
Yeah, it'll let you go to the, it says right here on the phone, you can enter that data if you've already become a member. So you don't have to do it from within the app if you don't want.
Right, which is a little different from Instagram, which is all app.
All app, yeah. In fact, if there's any weakness in Instagram for me, it's that there is no web component. Like, there isn't a thing that I can do there too, like share links and other stuff. You pretty much got to just have the app. You know, there's no other way around it. Okay, so there's that. Moving on. We'll see how that thing shapes up. Shopkick. This is Eileen, this is another app that you're looking at. What? Tell us about Shopkick.
No, well, you guys are all really good with games and reviewing things like that, so I thought I'd bring some other stuff to the table.
No, I'm glad. People ask all the time. Like, we have a lot of people who are really, really huge fans of the gaming, but we have a fair number of people that are like, I wish you'd talk about more camera apps, and boy, Eric sure does his hardest to make sure that happens, but we love the variety. So this sounds like something shopperific, some kind of shopping thing.
Yeah, you know, next week is Black Friday, so a lot of people are probably going, well, maybe not going to the stores. I don't like to go anymore, but you know, you know, you have to do some holiday shopping pretty soon, right? Well, why not get some rewards in the meantime? When you walk into a store, you download this app. It's called Shopkick. It's free. And they are partnering with a lot of retailers like Macy's, Best Buy, Sports Authority, Target,
And much like checking in with Foursquare or Gowalla or all of those other apps, you check in, you tap in, say you're at Target, you tap in, you get some points for checking in. And then all of these points could lead to stuff like free movie tickets. You get rewards for checking into these places. You get Facebook credits. You get gift cards and things like that. I'm a girl that likes to get frequent flyer points. I like points. I like point system. If you're like me, this is probably the app for you, and it's free. And if you do a lot of shopping, this is probably the app for you. There's also other ways to collect points by just scanning barcodes to items like toothpaste or it's really crazy, this whole thing. You can scan and they give you items like Velveeta or if you just scan these things too, a widescreen flat panel, and you get points just for going to into a store and scanning these items, and all of these points again adds up to rewards.
Wow.
I like this kind of stuff. I don't know. Maybe you guys aren't into that, but...
No, it sounds great. What's this thing cost? What's the cost on it?
Shopkick is free.
Free! Oh, well then, no-brainer. No, I love this.
Free!
This is great. My wife will
love
this. Are
you guys into this kind of stuff at all?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure.
You know what we're really into is that Google app, taking pictures of crap and finding how much they cost online.
Oh, yeah.
Or using Red Laser that kind of stuff.
God, a lot of times that I use that app and even Red Laser lately, I've been going to like Home Depot or we're remodeling our condo and I was like looking at tile and I'm like scanning, nothing.
Really?
I've been having really bad luck with all of those apps, including like a big refrigerator. I was like, oh, let me do a price comparison because I was trying to buy a fridge.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, none of both apps didn't, like it was a widely known, it was Kenmore. I don't even know what kind of fridge we ended up getting, but you know.
Well, I just took a picture of my, what's it called? What's the cameras on, EyeSight camera. Jeez. I just took a picture of the EyeSight camera and it found it. That kind of stuff blows me away. Like when you just take a picture of an object and I go, oh yeah, we know what that is. Like I take a picture of this PS3 controller and boom, there it is. But I love that kind of stuff. I like apps that are smart about, you know, what am I getting? What do I want? Where is it cheaper? Of these 50 stores, these three guys have it on sale today. This is the closest to you, you know, where you are GPS-wise. All of those kinds of things. I love those kind of apps.
Oh, I have to say, too, when you check into, like, Target and you get your little rewards points, you know, your Shopkick rewards points, they also often give you a coupon for something in the store. I mean, it may not be something that you need. For instance, Target has a coupon for a Rubbermaid, $5 off a Rubbermaid Reveal spray mop.
I don't know
if you're in the market to buy something like that, but you know, they do have some special offers like that. I do see that you can kind of game the system because I checked into Target. I'm not at Target right now.
Right.
It is 5 miles away and I got 2 points for that. So it's a little janky in that way. So I don't know. I think it's going to take a while to rack up these rewards points, but you know, I don't know. The point is not to cheat here. And all the locations here are not necessarily working with Shopkick. So you may find, like, I see there's a beauty salon on my list, but they're not working with Shopkick. So if you check into there, it's
kind of a waste. You're not really getting anything out of it. May as well be.
Yeah, it's mostly the bigger retail stores, some restaurants too. Hmm. But, you know, big names, again, like Macy's, Best Buy, Sports Authority, Target.
It's an interesting take on the check-in concept, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a free song. There's collect and complete sets for bonuses so that you've got to do certain things here and then you can get a free song, free tea. You could even give to charity, something like that.
Oh, so that's kind of cool.
It's all over the place, but I don't know. I kind of like things like this.
So have you gotten any rewards yet from it?
No, I don't know. I haven't collected enough yet. I just downloaded it over the weekend.
You're a newbie. You're a noob.
I am a newbie. Yeah, and you get badges and all that fun stuff.
We don't need stinking badges.
If you're into that kind of thing.
I'm just more about getting... You know, like
the free 20, stuff.
Yeah, free stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, Eric's a total mooch. Totally, dude.
Well, it doesn't hurt to download this app. It's free. And if it's too much of a hassle, well, didn't cost anything anyways.
That's right. So that's highly recommended. Check it out. Yes. Shopkick for free on the App Store. Now, Moving on to a couple of iPad apps. I can't wait for this last one because I think we're getting a live demo of what Eileen has brought.
Yeah, from Eileen. Yeah.
But I am going to make quick mention of Trade Nations. It's free, recommended to me by the developer. They kind of let me know it existed. Here's the problem. The App Store is full of these Wii Rule, Wii City, Farmville-style games, right? There's tons of them, and they're all free to play. And we all three of us in this room got super hooked on Wii Rule at the time and played it like crazy. And then I pretty much given up on it completely because I just started to drive me crazy. And I know Eric quit playing it. And I don't know, Eileen, are you still a Wii Rule player?
I am still playing it. And I see you guys there with your dead props. Yeah, I play Wii City too.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't pay for Mojo. I don't pay for Zap or anything. I just kind of
casually play and check your stuff.
Casually,
and,
That's
a fair. That's totally cool. That's exactly what they want you to do, and that is a way you can play these games. I like them, but what I've always missed about them is I never felt like, because I love a good city building game or a game where you're really, you know, kind of Sim City or the old Caesar 3 game was awesome and Pharaoh and all that stuff. I just love that kind of stuff. And these games have never really matched that. They're more about farming and collecting money and farming again and collecting money. And they don't have some of the other stuff like trade and expansion. I mean, they have expansion, but it's in a kind of a different kind of way. And so I've been left a little cold by that style of game. I kind of thought I was going to get into that again with Trade Nations. And I was wrong. It's really kind of cool. It's the same basic tenets of Wii Rule or something like that. Except it's a lot more manageable. Like you're not just building a town and buildings and then expanding the buildings and selling stuff the buildings make. You're building structures on top of wooded areas so you can chop down trees, and you need a dude to work there. So you have to build a house and then give that guy the job of chopping the trees, build another house, give that new guy, that new resident, the job of collecting the wood. Then you've got to buy a storage area to store the wood. Then you have a market where you can sell it and buy, and there's stone to collect, and there's farms to farm, and you give people jobs to go do those jobs. And it feels much more like I'm actually building an empire. Like there's more of that kind of sensibility to it that I really like, and then, you know, missed in things like Wii Rule. I'm quite pleased with it and totally surprised how much I like it. Because I kind of thought I was done with these games. And I like it. And it's free. It's Trade Nations on the iPad and iPhone. It is totally universal. And the only problem I have it at once is once I clicked on the market to sell something and the whole thing, it didn't freeze up, but it just couldn't load the data and just sat there forever. And there was no way to escape out of it and try again. So I had to exit and get back in. Beyond that, been pretty bug-free. Simply used interface, easy tutorial at the beginning. It's all kind of stuff you know. It has a similar thing where you can buy these magic beans to make stuff grow faster, but you don't have to do any of that. It does seem like I can get more stuff quicker than I could in a game like Wii Rule. And with all the similarities, these other little bits they've added on top of it, like commerce and trade and the ability to micromanage your dudes and stuff like that and actually give them work to do, is really awesome. I like it a lot, and I'm going to recommend Trade Nations. And it's free, so why not?
Sorry. How often do you play it?
I check it probably. See, it's the other thing is I'm playing it much more casually, and it feels like I'm not losing crops and ruining stuff as a result.
Okay.
So I may have to get in there to sell stuff because the warehouse is full now and there's too much hay. So I got to sell the hay or something like that. But I can choose how much of the hay I want to sell. So I can sell, you know, 300 bales of it and not sell the rest of it because I know I want to use some of that to build some more housing, which feeds the villagers or whatever. So you kind of have a lot more choices with that sort of stuff. So I probably check the game twice, maybe three times a day. And it's just a quick check-in. It's like, okay, beep, 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 do this thing, collect taxes, you know. Again, a lot of it's going to feel very familiar to somebody who's into those other games. But I just feel like there's a little bit of an edge to it that's going to give it an advantage. And I hope it doesn't get overlooked because of the crowded space it's in. And hopefully this show will help get a little exposure. So happily surprised. I would give Trade Nations a, you know, solid 4 out of 5 stars if I was to so rate it. And again, it's free. So go check it out. All right, the moment you've all been waiting for, Magic Fiddle, the virtual freaking violin app, $2.99 on the iPad. I think Eileen's going to like favor us with a live playing of this thing?
Okay, this is probably going to be the moment where your listeners are like, please do not invite her back to your show again.
Or the moment they say, this is the epiphany, all shows should have Eileen on them because she's about to do this.
I hope you can hear this. Okay, so Smule, makers of the Ocarina app, IMT Pain, the Magic Piano. Okay, this got released last week, the Magic Fiddle from Smule, and I thought, $2.99. Huh, I used to play the cello. I think I'd like to try this little app here. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I should just... Let me just describe it first. You launch it. You got to name your violin. I named mine V. V-E-E. Oh. And then you've got
I named mine Fiddly.
You did not.
Fiddly. Okay.
I did.
Oh, wait. We should play together.
Oh, my gosh. I may perish. I may not survive this idea. Whip it out, Eric. So yours is out. I mean your violin app.
I'm very bad. But no, I'm learning. I'm still learning. Well, have you gone through all the chapters yet, Eric?
I just did the first story.
Yeah, I did the first story. So there's a book that will teach you how to, what I've done, hold your fiddle, learn how to hold your fiddle correctly.
Yes, yes.
Right. Bowing. Yeah. It gives you tips on proper posture. They really want you to stand when you use this thing, but I sit. I don't know about you, Eric, but I sit.
They actually want you to chin on the edge of the iPad.
It's really odd too, because I'm like, God, my oily chin. But it gives out when you rest your chin on the iPad. There's like some graphics there. That's really kind of cool.
That emit from your chin.
Yeah.
All right.
And then you've got scales. The next chapter, you learn vibrato and many other things. I haven't gotten to that yet. I'm still in the elementary stage. But when you do this, you know, you learn some songs like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, Pomp and Circumstance, Silent Night, Ave Maria, some real recognizable songs there, right? Later on, you get to do a video game theme, which I think is Super Mario.
It's interesting. It's pretty much like Rock Band Fiddle or Guitar Fiddle Hero. Because when you're playing the songs, it actually keeps track of how accurate you were and hitting the notes and gives you gold or silver or bronze trophy at the end of the song.
Right. So, you know, you get points and whatnot. Again, another incentive. And then you could also share it with the world. Smule likes to do this with BAPS where you could share your... I want to share some people's music out there.
Yeah, I think we need to do Silent Night because it's the holiday.
Oh my goodness. Okay. This is going to be the worst thing we've ever done.
Well, how are we going to do this together?
We'll count down 3, 2, 1, then we'll hit the Silent Night. Ready?
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Okay, anyway, now we got to say tap anywhere to start. Ready?
Oh, okay, ready?
3, 2, 1.
Okay, this is going to be bad.
Wow.
Am I the only one playing here?
I don't know. I can't tell.
I feel like I'm in seventh grade again with my piano recitals.
Wow. It sounds like somebody's really playing a fiddle and they're bad at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some kid at a recital.
That's how I feel.
Oh, this is freaking weird.
And that is what's going to get me kicked out. Oh, I got 40 out of 46 points possible for that. My new personal best.
Wow.
Yes,
I shared it with all of you. What'd you get?
Amazing.
The thing is, I wasn't
Eric,
bowing
did you not
at the
play?
I did. I forgot the bow at the first part of the song.
Oh, you know, the part that matters.
That makes the noise. But then I came in at the second half. Did you hear me, Scott? Or did you not
hear
me?
I heard you. Yeah, I definitely could hear you. You guys synced up pretty good. It was kind of impressive.
Scott was assaulted by the magic fiddle.
Yeah, that was amazing. You know, I just hope there's a reviewer in iTunes, K Dub himself. I hope he heard this. He knows why, but I hope he heard it. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. And then they have other songs that you could buy later after you exhausted Ave Maria. You could buy a kids song pack, holiday song pack, like Go Tell It on the Mountain, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I mean, this is just hours of entertainment. Wow. For the holidays.
Wow.
The thing is, you know that you're going to see some amazing performances on YouTube from really good musicians.
Yeah. It'll be incredible. So stay tuned for that.
Who's that? It's, what's that guy? Violin, Yitzhak, whatever.
Perlman? Yeah.
I almost said Rabin. Yeah. Okay, well, good. So we give that we like that. Do we like that?
Oh, yeah. We like it.
All right.
I like it.
Worth $3.
It's totally worth it. The technology is amazing. And if I could actually ever get in tune, I'm going to be a rock star. This is awesome.
You can work for the Gorillaz because they're about to do the same thing.
Maybe I could be a part of their iPad, you know,
album.
Yep.
They might use Magic Fiddle. You don't know.
I think it's unlikely, but I'm going to hope right along with you. All right, well, that's going to do it for apps we play with. And because of the time, we're going to skip a bunch of stuff that we normally cover this week. Nobody's fault, just so much fun talking to each other. I will mention this real quick, an update corner. There's a big update to Facebook with their new announcement coming. It does not include the messaging service that they were touting, but it does include some sweet stuff, like you can access your account settings and privacy settings and Help Center all there in the app now. You don't have to go to the website to do it. They also fixed a bug that prevented users from uploading photos to specific albums. That's a weird bug. Also, a big update to Evernote. Too many items to list, but if you are interested, go update Evernote and check out the new additions. Some pretty cool stuff in there. They even have an audio note recording limit increased to 90 minutes. I had no idea you could do it that long. So go check that out. Love those guys. And I'm going to save Stupid App of the Week and these calls and these emails for next week. Because there's a lot left, and
this was a lot of reviews.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the show's about.
Because I gave you a recital. That's why I'm really sorry.
No, man, that was a highlight of the show. If you ask me,
yeah,
that's the best thing we did.
You guys are just so nice to me. Inside, you're like, oh my god.
That was awesome.
Trust me, we've heard much worse from me.
Yeah. You weren't here when Eric sang "Scott is a Dork" with his T-Pain app. Or whatever it was.
Oh, no. I've heard you sing, though. Didn't you do La-Di-Da?
Yeah, La-Di-Da.
Oh, my gosh.
God is a dork.
Yeah.
It's a hit.
It's a huge hit. Sweeping the nation. It's really big in Japan.
I think Iceworm found that. And
he did. He didn't do an MP3 version of it, though. He's got just some flash player. I need to get a hold of that file, and we'll play it on the show. For sure. So watch for that coming up soon. A couple of people I want to mention in iTunes for giving us 5-star reviews. Very thankful to FamBiz947, who says, App Slappy is a podcast I try to listen to every week. Scott cracks me up with his humor, and Eric keeps Scott on track. Well, good job, Eric.
Well, you know, that's why I'm here.
Yep. I also like Captain KMC, who made me hungry for fried chicken for some reason. Thank you for that 5-star review. If you'd like to leave us one as well, you can head over to iTunes and leave us one. That'd be wonderful. Don't forget the codes we use for GoDaddy. That's App 1, App 2, and App 3. That's a way to support the show, save some money on domains, hosting, renewals, and more at GoDaddy.com. Before we head out of here, Eileen, it's so much fun having you around. Is she there?
Eileen?
Oh, crap. Did we lose her?
No, she's still connected.
Oh, did she go mute? She's like that big guy with the beard and star.
Oh, yeah, I went mute.
Oh, there you are.
Dork tonight. Hello. I'm like, hey, I'm here. See what I mean? Oh, my God.
I thought maybe
I can
embarrass
myself more like this.
Make a big exit from your recital and walked off stage or something.
I'm very proud of my recital. The first time I gave Tom a little magic fiddle recital, I was like, okay, are you ready for my recital? Please sit down.
It's intense
You're
stuff, man.
You're going to need to see this.
Intense. But we loved having you on. I'm so glad you came
Thank
on.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. I really appreciate it. This was fun.
Yeah, well,
I learned a lot. I downloaded about 3 or 4 apps since we've been talking.
Yeah, that's amazing. I don't know that I've ever done that in a show. And all I got today was Fat App or whatever it is. Fat Booth.
Fat App.
That's a great name for an app. Fat App. Somebody should get on that, get that made. And of course, Eric, always thank you for being here.
No problem.
That seems a stupid thing to say because we never say that at the end of the show, but I'll say it anyway. what else? I guess go to the website, appslappy.com. The Twitter to follow is appslappyshow. That's twitter.com/appslappyshow. Don't forget to email us. We will have some calls and emails next week. That address is appslappy@gmail.com. And you can follow us all on Twitter individually. You can find me at Extra Life, Eric at Hakito, and Eileen is at Eileen TV, right?
That is. Yeah. Look that's
at me,
correct.
Look at me. It used to be something else. It was like big... Sweaty paws or something like that.
Sweaty paws.
Sweaty paws. Something like that. But no longer. It's Eileen TV. And of course, you can see the results of her great work over at Twit at twitlive.tv. And I think it's going to do it for us, for me, for Eric, for Eileen, and for everybody who helped today's show be possible, including the chat room who we can't even talk to. Well, we can talk, but we can't hear you. We'll see you guys next week. Eric.
Oh, later.
Thank you for listening to App Slappy. For more great iPhone, iPod, and App Store coverage and archives of this show, visit appslappy.com.
Welcome everyone to Cheap Dad's Cheap Game of the Week. I'm your host, the Cheap Dad, and unfortunately I got some bad news. I did not have time this week to record an episode. Oh, it's okay. Dry your eyes, little ones, because although I don't have time to make a full-on episode, I do have time to give away a free game. So here we go with the second Cheap Dad's Cheap Game giveaway. All you have to do is follow me on Twitter at Cheap Dad Podcast. And in 1 week, I will randomly choose one of my followers and dole out a free game. What game, you might ask? Well, that's all part of the fun, childrens. You'll find out in a week, won't ya? Until then, stay cheap. This is Cheap Dad, signing off.
Cheap Dad makes no claims that this game will actually be fun. Some side effects of the game may include blindness, deafness, or a really large wang. Want to find out more? Ask your doctor about Cheap Dad Podcast. Or don't.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.